Sage, what kind of animals do you rescue? So we've got some, I must paint a picture for everyone as well. Sage has brought some rats into the studio this morning, four of probably the cutest little critters I've seen in a very, very long time. Who have we got in here this morning, Sage?
So we have Cobblepot and Valeska and Nigma and Falcone.
Who was the little grey one that producer Eleanor was holding
first
before?
First one was Valeska.
He's
very cuddly.
By far the cutest. I know you're not supposed to have favourites, but do you have a favourite in your sanctuary?
Ooh. I have my favourite cuddler,
okay,
which is Valeska.
Yep.
Valeska's my cuddly
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm.
Cobblepot likes a bit of a dance. He's got the bubble butt. He can get the dance going.
Yeah.
Depends. All their personalities are very different.
A little bit different.
I feel very attached to Cobblepot and Valeska and very attached to Iris, who's one of our females.
How did you become involved in this kind of activism and across such a wide range of animals as well? Because it isn't just rats, it's the battery hens and it's rabbits. You said you picked up some kittens the other day as well.
Yeah, kittens were dumped on the side of the road in Newcastle when we were going up there. So they're in a box. So we got them and
how
gave them homes.
How could anyone do that? That makes me cry rivers of tears. But how did you become such an activist involved in kind of the animal welfare scene?
So I'm just basically going to say, we're all animals. We're all deserving of love and respect. So we just look different from each other. That doesn't mean that one being should suffer or be oppressed just for being born who they are. So we're all animals. We're all sentient. Humans are animals, and when we live in harmony with other species, we learn to live in harmony with our own species. That means no more refugee camps, no more women being sexually assaulted, and no more Aboriginal babies stolen or locked up in prisons. So all oppression is interlinked, and I can see that. And in order to fight one oppression, we must have solidarity with other people, and we are one voice. When we raise it, when we all together and raise our voices, then that's when change happens.
So it's
in
so
the
much more of an interconnected thing for you.
It's like intersectionality. So,
How did you specifically become involved with the rats? What was it that was there one particular rat that you first saved, and then it kind of snowballed from there?
Well, when I was a child, I thought rats were disgusting. I really didn't like them. I thought they were, just gross. But my parents came home with four of them, and I absolutely just fell in love with them.
Oh, wow.
And I just would cuddle up with them, and they're my bestest friends. So when I became about 14, I found out that people were breeding rats and breeding them to the point where their health was not good, where they get pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
So they actually can die from that if they're not treated properly. And people who basically are like puppy farms is the same with rats.
What are they breeding them for? For pets or?
Yeah, for pet shops and stuff, but people will breed them incorrectly and to the point where they're overbreeding. So a female will have up to 13 babies and they'll breed them about 10 times.
Oh, goodness.
And then she dies because she's gotten so skinny.
She can't cope with it all.
She can't cope with feeding them all.
How do most of the rats come into your care? How do you come across most of your little babies?
Kind of, I basically just call up the people and who are live snake food and stuff.
Oh.
Yes. So I basically call them up and say, hey, I have a snake, I'd love to have some rats or mice, and just, it's legal.
See how
you
many
can walk
you can
into their house and say, what you're doing is actually illegal. There's other forms of things to do in life. If you love rats or if you love snakes, there is other things that you can feed them. There is actually rats that are killed immediately when born.
Mm.
So it's not as inhumane.
Mm. Rather than alive.
Cobblepot and Valeska come from actually Gumtree. Someone was basically just, a mother had posted them up on Gumtree and said that, she just wants them gone. And when she came to my house, she said, my daughter is actually abusing them and isn't taking care of them properly.
And that's why they have
to. That's why.
I guess you'd see some absolute horror stories as well, and really have to work on that rehabilitation process with regaining trust. And because a lot of people don't think of rats as pets, but they're, from what I've experienced here in the studio this morning, they're quite sweet.
They're tiny little kittens.
They're tiny little bundles of joy with the cutest little front teeth.
A lot of people actually call them potatoes.
Oh, potatoes!
Because they just sit there.
They've got the cutest front teeth I've ever seen. I got a little nibble from someone before and I thought, oh my goodness, my heart's going to explode. They're too sweet. How many have you got in your care at the moment?
36.
Wow.
Yes.
That's intense.
36 rats, 4 guinea pigs, 2 rabbits and 1 chicken.
Oh my gosh. You've got a menagerie happening at your place.
The chicken's going in a few days.
Oh, it's found a home?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Do you come across many battery chickens?
Yes and no.
Okay. When you get the chance to come across them, yes. You come across them. I see. Well, it's absolutely amazing. How do people get in touch? How do people adopt these rats from you?
Well, I have an Instagram, which you just basically search Winter's Rat Sanctuary, and you can find it on there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, Sage, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and bringing 4 of the sweetest little rats I've ever seen into the studio.